the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We heard today this beautiful story of the Canaanite woman. And it's important for us to understand, with Jesus dealing with this Canaanite woman, that he is dealing with a woman who, as Jesus being a Jew, someone who would have been considered to be the arch enemy of the Jews, the Canaanites. It's very similar to what we see today between the Jews and the Palestinians. What's going on right now, what's been going on for a long time, it's very similar because both of them claim that they should be living on the same land on which they were both living. And so again, this Canaanite woman, we should understand, was someone who was an enemy of most Jews. And so this woman cries out to Jesus, and the disciples are saying, tell her to go away. And Jesus says to her something that probably surprises us, because we're used to Jesus being so immediately compassionate towards those in need. But Jesus says to her, in essence, go on your way, get out of here. I have only been sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And the woman could have just gone her way and said, well, I guess it didn't work out. They are our enemies, after all. But the woman responded in humility. And she said, yes, Lord, but even the dogs can feed from the crumbs that fall from the master's table. In this, brothers and sisters, we have a couple of important lessons. First of all, we need to realize that Jesus was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He stated a clear fact. That's what his primary mission was. And if you look at the Gospels, and if you look at the writings, for example, of St. Paul, in the New Testament, when he speaks about the relationship between the Jews and the Gentiles, and how the Gentiles have been grafted in, have been brought in to God's covenant community, which was originally with the Jews, we see that what happened with Jesus and with the Messiah being sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, we see that what happened is that essentially God's love is so great that it could not help but spill over to the others. It couldn't help but be extended beyond the house of Israel to even their greatest enemy, their arch enemy, the Canaanites. So that's one lesson that we learned, and I'll speak about that again in a minute. The second important lesson that we learned is that this Canaanite woman, and by extension, the Gentiles as a whole, in being brought into God's covenant community, in being shown God's love and mercy, took absolutely nothing away from the Jews. It wasn't as though God had to make a decision. Do I love the Jews or do I love the Gentiles? Do I want to have fellowship with the Jews or fellowship with the Gentiles? He can do both. His love is boundless. His mercy is boundless. He can love everyone, and in doing so, it doesn't take away the love that he has for another. All of us can probably understand this, certainly those of us who are parents, who have more than one child, can understand how much we love our child from the day that he or she is conceived, that we find out about them, to the time that they're born and as we raise them. And we think to ourselves, I can't imagine loving any other human being this much. And then, if you're blessed by God, you have a second child. And guess what? You feel the same way about the second child. And you don't love the first child any less. If anything, you might love them more, because as we love more, our heart opens up to more love. The same thing with mercy. As we show more mercy, our heart opens up and is softened to more mercy. And so we hear today in the epistle reading that we, the community of God, we are the temple of God. And as the temple of God, we must behave as God behaved. And we see in today's gospel reading how God behaved, as I just explained. That His love was abundant. His mercy overflowed. And He could not help but extend His love beyond the Jews to the Gentiles. And so we ought to be as well. We extend our love beyond the members of this community to those who are outside. We welcome them just as Jesus welcomed this Canaanite woman. And we recognize in welcoming others, it takes nothing away from what we have. If anything, it only multiplies the gift. And most especially what we need to remember from this lesson, brothers and sisters, because so many of us, as human beings, we have this, oftentimes, this inclination, this desire, that when someone has wronged us, we like to see something bad happen to them. Now, we might not take it into our own hands. Maybe we've been taught through our faith, through the way that we were raised by our parents, not to take it into our hands, but we take pleasure sometimes in seeing our enemies suffer or get what we think is coming their way. We feel that somehow that adds to us. But what we learn today is that we can have compassion on our enemies. We can show mercy on those who have harmed us. And it takes nothing away from us. If we live in the peace of God and communion with God, then we should be pleased with that. And if God can show His mercy to others, even those who despise us, even those who have done wrong to us, the more the merrier, as we say in English. We give thanks to God for that. That He seeks out and tries to reconcile even those who have gone astray. So today, brothers and sisters, let us celebrate the love that God has for us. The love that spilled over from His love and His covenant with the Jews, even unto us. Let us give thanks to Him for that. And let us also wish that He show mercy upon those who have harmed us, those who have wronged us. Recognizing that sometimes they only desire the crumbs that fall from the table. They just need that little bit of mercy to get them back in the right direction. To God be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.